This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, a lot of things are going on this time of year. Jim Daniel in to talk about some of them. And I know, Jim, you're going to be busy this week.
I am. I certainly am.
So talk about Senior Day.
Senior Day is part of Festival of the Trees. It's on Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's this coming Friday. It's at Seven Feathers in the big ballroom. And it's a chance for people to come and look at all the nicely decorated trees that have been put in and donated by different entities around the community. But it's also a chance to talk to a lot of local people who do all sorts of things that
there's
serve
a holiday,
as seniors.
Holiday song right there. There we go. So it's a special event. I know you're really, really focused on doing some good things down there this week.
Right. We've got a lot of businesses that do specific things for seniors, like Team Senior, who does a lot of referral. We have Umpqua Valley Funeral Director, and I could list a lot of different people, but there are 36 different businesses with information that you'd want. Plus, there's a door prize drawing all the time because we have 36 door prizes. So everyone that shows up not only gets in free, but there's a good chance of winning a door prize.
So if somebody wants to come on Friday, do they just show up? Do they need tickets ahead, or how does it work?
Just walk in the door 9 o'clock in the morning at Seven Feathers in the ballroom.
And that's part of everything happening down there this week, kind of back to more like normal.
Well, it really is. And we were on hiatus a little bit with COVID, but now we're back. And the Festival of the Trees, all of the things going along with that, the auction and the dinner and those sorts of things are still happening. But this is specifically for seniors.
Yeah, and the senior demographic in Douglas County, I mean, is really growing. Half of our population is over age 50, and not that age 50 is seniors. Don't anyone start throwing rocks. But I mean, there are more seniors here proportionally in the county as we go along.
There really are, and there are more veterans, and there are some veteran services there, too, at this event.
So all of that going on. Now, you're also involved out in Sutherland later this week.
Yes, and I want to introduce Annalee Hodges, who is president of the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce, and we're doing a Christmas tree lighting on Sunday afternoon.
All right, Annalee, tell us about it.
Well, it's starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, and we're going to have donuts from Henry's Bakery and hot chocolate and popcorn. Santa will be there. The Sutherland High School Concert Choir will be singing. Jim Daniel will be reading The Night Before Christmas, and we'll have some people from the Sutherland City of Sutherland to talk also.
So,
and then the tree will be lit.
Yeah, a fun time, and again, an event sort of returning to normal.
Yes.
So, what do you know about the tree and what it's going to look like?
Well, they're going to put it up on the half shell platform this year, so it's going to be a little more stable. Last year we had it blow down, so it was kind of a little bit of damage to it. So I haven't seen it yet. They did do the repairs on it, so it's going to be pretty grand.
I didn't remember hearing about that. Did that happen like right around Christmas?
It was right after they had put it up, about a week after, and the ground was too soft out there. It's kind of marshy in the park, so there was a big windstorm that came through and it just blew right over.
All right. Well, make sure that you don't want the Christmas tree for the city falling over.
Yeah, it's going to be very stable this year with that nice half shell platform up there.
So, Jim, you're doing the reading at this. Talk about that.
It's the traditional Night Before Christmas poem, and mostly I think it's the older folks that know it, so it's an introduction to the youngsters. This is also a good event for youngsters because Santa will be there, and they'll get a chance to take some pictures and that sort of thing with Santa.
All right. Anything else that people ought to know about the event?
There will be an opportunity for the kids to also write a letter to Santa, and we'll get it to him, so that'll be really neat thing for the kids to enjoy.
All right, that's happening at Sunday, right?
Sunday, yes. Afternoon at 5.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.